Now, it's time for Medvid on Movies.
Joaquin Phoenix gives a riveting performance as a psychotic loner, disillusioned with his government-appointed therapist, who's on his way to becoming a comic book supervillain in Joker.
You don't listen to it. You just ask the same questions every week. How's your job? Are you having any negative thoughts? All I have are negative thoughts.
The one positive in his bleak life involves his aspirations as a clown or a stand-up comedian who yearns for an invitation to a popular talk show hosted by Robert De Niro.
What's your name?
My name's Arthur.
Well, there's something special about you, Arthur, I can tell.
You think this is funny? Is this a joke to you?
For my whole life, I didn't know if I even really existed, but I do. And people are starting to notice.
Well, the one thing you'll notice most about Joker, aside from the terrifying performance by Joaquin Phoenix, is how miserable it will make you feel. This is a supremely indulgent exercise in painfully pointless depression, only occasionally interrupted by spasms of gruesome and sadistic violence for a very well-deserved R rating. Director Todd Phillips, who previously did Hangover, orchestrates clever connections to the future Batman and to De Niro's previous role in King of Comedy, but that's not enough to alleviate the utterly oppressive and ultimately artless gloom. There's even a cop-out to the nihilism, with the movie keeping audiences guessing as to what's supposed to be real and what's depicted as part of the main character's fevered imaginings. You have to admit that parts of the film are well done, but the real question is, why was it done at all, and why should anyone endure it? 2 stars for the monochromatic and mundane Joker.
For more movie reviews, go to michaelmedved.com.